Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Brandy from San Diego.
Good evening. My name's Brandy. I'm an alcoholic. My story's not really exciting, but it is my story. I moved to Vegas when I was 3 years old. My mom had passed away in a car accident when I was a baby. My dad remarried, and he remarried a woman that was 19 years older with 11 kids. And then she married my dad. My dad had us three. There was my sister, who's 4.5 years older. I have a brother that's 1.5 years older, and then there's myself. And so we moved to Vegas, and I lived my whole life in Vegas up until a couple of years ago. And it was not the greatest upbringing. It was a very dysfunctional family. There was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of emotional and physical and sexual abuse in the family. And we lived in a family where you kept everything secret. You didn't let any of the outworld know how dysfunctional we were. You tried to make it look like it was a perfect Leave It to Beaver family, which it was far from. And so I grew up kind of keeping my mouth shut and not saying anything to anybody and holding everything in. And I learned from a very, very young age how to numb my feelings in all different aspects. And I think I was like in fifth grade, my family converted to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormons. And my parents went to church for probably 3 weeks, long enough to get baptized or whatever, and then stopped going. My brother, my sister, and I, who were now the only ones home at the time, continued going because it was an outlet. It was kind of a sanctuary to get out of the chaos and the fighting and the screaming and whatever. And it's one of the things that we were allowed to do. We grew up in a very strict household where we didn't go out and hang with friends. We didn't have friends come and stay the night. We didn't have our birthday parties. We didn't. It was a very strict household. And this was one thing that we were allowed to do. And so we dove into it. And it was my saving grace because it got me out of the house. And I used that for many, 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 many years. The abuse got to a point to where I had enough and I no longer kept my silence. And I had said something to someone that I trusted, and the next day I had CPS at my high school. And they pulled me out of home and they placed me into a orphanage type thing. I was there for 3 weeks, and then they placed me into a foster home. And my caseworker worked with my bishop in the church and got me into an LDS home. Very loving, nurturing, loving, loving home. And I thought things were going to be better. And things just multiplied and kind of got worse. And I stuffed my feelings a little bit more. And I was actually a really good kid growing up. I didn't get into trouble till I got older. I ended up, the state kind of screwed up. I was in my foster home for a little over a year. They placed me back. They placed me back into my parents' home. And by the time I got back, I didn't have much time before I was getting ready to turn 18. So it was kind of live your life. We live ours, just live under the same roof. And as soon as I turned 18, it was, I don't know, like 8 months before I graduated high school. I had just started high school that year. And I moved out. And so I worked and I went to school and graduated high school. I continued the church thing. I didn't know anything differently. I knew that I didn't believe in what was being taught. But it was kind of, I had the guilt, I had the kind of, I felt obligated to stay because it was my saving grace for so many years. And I continued to do that. So I went off to school, graduated high school, went off to school to Southern Utah University. Stayed there for a couple of years and then moved back to Vegas. Met a man, did the whole Mormon thing, got married very young, had my first baby at 21. Was married in the temple, still did the whole church thing, live in this facade. I was in a marriage that I was married to a nice man that I was not in love with for 17 years. I did that for 17 years. Because I wasn't secure enough with myself to stand up for what I believed in, what I wanted, all of that. So it was probably about 10 years ago. I remember talking to my brother and my sister and saying, you know what, I can't live like this anymore. And by this time, I was still going to church, but I wasn't quite living the right Mormon standards. I drink a little bit here and a little bit there, and had a bunch of surgeries. Sorry, guys, this is part of my story. I had a bunch of surgeries, and with those surgeries came a bunch of pain medication. And I liked it. I liked how it numbed my feelings. I liked how I didn't have to worry about the next few minutes because I knew I wasn't going to feel anything. And I was really locked up at this point, and I never cried. I never laughed. I never felt. About 8 years ago was probably my big breaking point. I experienced an attack that was pretty brutal, and I completely froze, and I broke down again. There were no tears. There was no emotion whatsoever. I called my best friend, and she came and got me and took me to the hospital. And I stuffed it and acted like it never happened. And I continued to stuff it. And I continued to get wasted on a daily basis. And I continued to numb any feeling that I had, whether it was from current stuff that was going on at the time or feelings that I had from growing up, resentments and anger and not being able to ever speak my mind. So I continued to get wasted daily, multiple times during the day. And I did that for many years until about a couple of years ago. I got wasted for the last time. My last memory of the last day that, the day before I became sober was, I was probably about 20 or 30 minutes away from my house. And, I don't remember how I got home. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't remember how I crashed in front of my neighbor's house, five houses from my house, with a cop on one side and a paramedic on the other. And I had never been in trouble before. I was arrested for a DUI. And I, again, there's no tears. There was no emotion, no, a little bit shocked because I'd always gotten away with everything. And I was arrested and I called my ex-husband, who was my husband at the time. And he refused to bail me out of jail. So I called my brother. He refused to bail me out of jail. Called my sister. She refused to bail me out of jail. And my brother and my sister have always been my protectors, so for them to say no was like, are you kidding me? Called my brother back and begged and pleaded. I will do anything and everything you want me to do. Just get me out of here. I can't be in here. So he agreed. He says, I will bail you out as long as we go home and we have a talk. So we went home. He bailed me out. I was in jail for like 20 hours. long enough for me. Bailed me out. We went home, and I had it all concocted up in my head how I was going to get out of this, because I, the whole pride thing, I was not going to admit that I was an alcoholic, wasn't going to do it, no way, no shape, no form. And I went outside to have a cigarette, and I remember I had taken a couple of puffs, and just the tears came, and I sobbed, and I cried, and I sobbed, and I cried, and said out loud, God, how many times have I been on my knees saying I need some help because I can't do this on my own? And here's my opportunity. Put my cigarette out, walked in the house, told my brother, I have a problem and I need some help. He said, go pack your bags, we're leaving. So I went and packed my bags and we came here. And I've been here ever since. My brother brought me to my sister. And the next morning, my sister had me at a meeting. And she had me at a meeting every morning, sitting outside of the door, literally, because she was afraid I was going to run off. She took me every single morning and sat outside that door for 3 weeks until she thought she could trust me and hand me some keys to get myself to a meeting. And this program has saved my life. The steps I do not enjoy. However, they are helping me deal with the things that I need to deal with. The friends and the relationships that I've gained through this program has been amazing. And I'm just very thankful that it's here. And I guess that's about it. So my name's Brandy. I'm an alcoholic. Thanks.